I suppose the title of our sermon could trigger thoughts of prison escapes that we know of. In our province here in Northern Ireland, the 25th of September, 1983, in the County Antrim Jail, the Mays, a great escape took place. In 38, Malvasian IRA, Republican Army prisoners escaped from H Block. The Mays prison, as you and I know, was considered to be a maximum security prison and considered to be escape-proof, one of the most escape-proof prisons in Europe. And yet these evil men escaped at this particular time. It is the biggest prison escape in UK history. Now, a lot of us has also watched and heard of the wartime movie called The Great Escape. It is based in a German prison in the time of the war. They tell us that there were three tunnels that were dug. They were known as Tom, Dick and Harry. 30 feet beneath the surface. And these men were brave. These men had a plan that 200 prisoners were going to make an escape. And so, discreetly, they worked hard. Where they put the rubbish, where they put the dirt, I'm not really sure. But they shoveled and they worked with three tunnels. This great plan that 200 prisoners was going to escape. Well, you and I know, of course, when it came to the day, things did not work out the way they had planned. Only 76 managed to escape. 73 of them were recaptured. And some were put to death. And so the great escape from the prison in the time of war wasn't great at all. There was only 3 of them who made it to freedom. Now, in our reading here tonight of the psalm, David speaks about a great escape. It is David that says the words of our text. He says, "Our soul is escaped as a bird out of a snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped." Well, David had many great escapes in his life. He had many enemies to face. And yet his testimony was very clear. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. And I would say tonight that every child of God in this meeting can utter these words. Our great escape. Because of the salvation that we found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said to those who's not saved tonight, you need to escape. You need to be set free. You need to be delivered from your sin. This great escape here we find in this passage, there's a tremendous gospel story found within it. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fighters. The snare is broken. And we are escaped. I want to speak tonight, and the greatest escape of all is being saved. Before we look at it, are you saved? Are you redeemed? Are you washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? Is He your Lord? Is He your Savior? Have you been set free? Well, if not, then you need to escape. You need the Lord to set you free. And I want to say some three simple points here about this escape. I want to say, first of all, I want to speak about the bird enticed into the snare. Well, that's the picture. About a bird that's in the snare. And the fowler, he uses many methods, you know, in order to catch a bird in the snare. And one of the methods he uses, and there may be some hunters here in this meeting, so I'm outside the line, but I don't know much about hunting. But there's one thing the fowler does. He makes sure the bird doesn't see the trap. So subtly, he hides the trap. He does it secretly. He doesn't want the bird to see him selling the trap. And you know, he doesn't want the bird to see the trap. And so he sets it very subtly in his method. And he hides it from his view. You think of the words in Proverbs 1 and verse 17 that says, "Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird." The Word of God backs up such a statement. It's vain. To set the trap in the sight of the bird. He sees it. And so the Father has to be very subtle in this. He sets it secretly. And he deceives the bird into thinking that what's in the trap, it'll do him no harm. And so he uses this method. He conceals the snare in order to entice the bird in. He does that. That reminds, of course, the work of the devil. The devil, you know, sets traps in order for people to fall into. He uses all of his craft and all of his skill in order to trap us to fall into sin. You find her in the Garden of Eden. He set a trap. There was Eve out in the garden. The devil comes along. And he says to her in verse 1, yeah, has God said, have a look at this. Has God said? And he says, you shall not surely die. He says in verse 5, ye shall be as gods. Just take this fruit. It's okay. It'll do you no harm. Everything's going to be all right. But you see how subtly he set the trap. Just take this. It'll do you no harm. It'll do you good. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. And he set the trap very subtly. You see, friends, he hid the trap. Enticed her into it. The devil is still setting traps today. And he uses many methods in order to conceal the harm, the danger that sin will do to man. You take the example of booze. Booze is nothing but a curse and a snare that many, many people have fallen into it. And the sad thing about it is countless millions all over the world, they've fallen into the trap of alcohol. The devil sets the snare very subtly. It says over there in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31, about drink. It says, Proverbs 23, verse 31. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his colour in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. So you see, here's something beautiful to look at. It looks nice. But notice it said in verse 32, at the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like another. And you can see here the trap. He sets it up as something beautiful. He sets it up as something that you desirable. It's something you need. It's something you want. It's something that do you good. He sets the trap. The Bible says, don't be looking at the cup, I guess. But the devil sets the snare very subtly. Dear friends, think of the advertisements today on television. All the laughter, all the smiles, all the partying. And he's portraying alcohol. It's something great. It's something to be desired. It's really something that you and I are missing. What are we doing? You see, he sets this trap. He's enticing people. Come, take of this. It'll do you good. He's enticing people into it. Well, you can put that principles, of course, in uses to drugs. Just try this. This will make you feel good. And the gambling and the morality. And you know, there are many people that have been enticed into the snare. Maybe there's someone here tonight in this meeting and you've fallen into the snare of the devil. He made sin attractive to your eye. He's lured you into the trap. You see, as Spurgeon says, Satan covers the hook with a tempting bait and we are taken. Maybe one of us has been enticed into the trap, I have to say, in some measure. It may not be alcohol or gambling or booze, but every one of us has sinned against the Lord and we've been enticed into traps. That's how the devil does it. He entices it. He covers the trap. He hides it. Another way he does it, of course, entice birds into the trap, is he uses choice seeds. Now, the fowler in all of this, he puts some seeds around or some food in order to lure the bird into the trap. One of the things I tried to do when I was a young fellow, I tried to set traps, I must say, with a cardboard box. You all had that one, a bit of string and a stick. And you put the box and then you put the stick up and you got the rope and you hid the way around. You fired bread all around the box and then you put some in onto the box. And I just said, well, here's what's going to happen. The bird's going to come, it's going to eat up the bread. There it goes, and he's coming under, and I watched him eat all the bread, and then he walks under the box. Oh, yes. And I pulled this trick. I never caught one bird. There you are, so that's it. Never caught one. They were so quick, but I tried to entice them in. I put down things, you know, that I would like in order to do this. The devil is very cunning, and he's very subtle in this. He places around it things that catches our attention. Things that people love. He knows they are on safe person tonight in this meeting. He knows the very things you love. And that's what he puts out in front of you. He wants to catch you in the snare. He wants to hold you in the trap. He puts things down that attracts your eye. That touches your heart. May not attract me. But he put down alcohol and things in my life, and I ran after him and caught in the snare. The devil is very subtle. And he puts these things down. It tells it over there in the book of James in the chapter 1 about the process here of sinning. In James chapter 1 and verse 14, but every man is tempted, listen, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then what lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. But notice here how he sins. He's enticed for his own lust. His own heart. And the devil, he comes along and he puts these things down. And the man runs after him. And he finds himself caught in the snare. He entices people in, of course. He does this. You take an example of David. When David went out, he looked. There was a Bathsheba washing himself. He was enticed into the trap. You think of Judas Iscariot. How was he ever going to catch him in the trap? Money. He knew what he liked. Judas loved money, you see. He was covetous. He was greedy. He was one who held the bag, the treasure there of the apostles. He loved money. He wanted money. And so what did the devil do? He said, I know how we're going to get him into the trap. We'll throw some money down before him. And so money was cast down before him. And he went out and he made a deal. Because it says in John 13 verse 2, and after supper being ended, the devil having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot's son to betray him. And we do know, of course, the 30 pieces of silver. He's caught in the trap. And before my conversion and child of God, before yours, the devil knew your pet sin. He just lay it before you. We ran after it. We ran after it. We were caught in the trap. The devil does this, of course, with no bother at all. Look at that great verse in 2 Timothy 2, verse 26, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Notice these words, who are taken captive by him, not as one. There's no bother getting us into the trap. Man loves to have it so. And there may be some here tonight in this meeting. And you're enticed into the world, enticed into sin. And every weekend you're in the papers and you're looking what is on for the weekend. You're running after the world and running after immorality and running after sin. The devil's enticing you. Very easy, of course. Taken captive at his will. Just throws a few seeds down. And that's what he's doing with you. Taken away from Christ. Taking him away from the Word of God. Taken away from church. Taking you into immorality. The devil does. Just those few things. And there's a world today, and they're running after sin and immorality. The devil entices people into this trap. He knows what you like. You're on safe in this meeting tonight. You know what I'm speaking about, of course. The devil dealing with your heart and your life, he entices you in very easily. Enticed into the snare. Another thing he does, of course, is decoys. Some people do a bit of shooting. There's pigeon and duck shooting today, and they put decoys down. Like a real thing, really, in a sense. And what's that to do? Well, it's to draw the real ones down beside them. The real pigeons look up and see these decoys. And there they go. The ducks see these decoys and think, well, everything's safe and everything's well. And they're enticed. They're enticed down in. And the old devil, you know, is very subtle. They put the decoys down. They do that, of course. To catch people in their sin. You know, when 1 Kings tells about a prophet, he went out to cry against the altar, the false altar that was there at this particular time, and he was told by God, and no account, don't be staying behind, just go and deliver the message and leave immediately. And when he was asked to stay by the king, he said, listen, I've been told, I have to leave. And he didn't go in to see the king. You know, an old prophet lived there, and you can read it yourself in 1 Kings 13. He heard all about it, and he says, I'll go and see him. And told the man, he says, come and have a meal with me. And he says, no, I can't do it. I says, well, listen, I'm a prophet. And he says, an angel appeared to me and told me, they're going to get you. You see, dear friends, the trap was set. It was all a lie. He said he lied on him. He lied to this man. The devil's very subtle with lies. It set the trap. And the prophet went back, and you know your story maybe yourself tonight. As a result of it, he lost his life. And the devil can put so-called religious people before you to trap you in order to get you to sin against God. And so enticed into the snare. And I was enticed into this nurse. And so have you. Every one of us has sinned against the Lord, and there's people here tonight, and you're enticed time and time and time into the snare. The devil knows the sins you love and the sins that you're following tonight. He's very subtle in this one. He entices you into the snare. And we've all been in it. And then I want to say secondly here about the bird entangled in the snare. And this is a very pitiful sight, to see a bird caught in the snare. And no doubt about this. But before set free, we find it that it's panicking, it's fighting, it's fluttering with all of its might. It's trying to release. It's trying to get out. But here, dear friends, it's caught. It's caught in the snare. It's held by the snare. It cannot come out. You see, the snare has a great grip on the bird. And it's not going to let go. And the bird is entangled in the snare. Well, you think of the bird. The bird can't come out because of its weakness. Remember this. It's only a little bird. Big snare. It has a grip on this bird. And the wee bird is fluttering, is panicking, is cheeping with all of its might. But the bird can't get out, friends. It is not the strength to get out, you see. It is weak. It is feeble. The sparrows in the Lord's day, you could have bought two of them for a farthing, or five for two farthings. They were very weak and worthless. They couldn't get out. Even some of their friends could flutter down beside them and find them, and they're tangled in the snare, and their friends may look upon them, and they can do nothing to help the little bird out of the snare. Not a thing, friends. None could help the bird. Little bird's friends, in a sense, could not help them. It may cry for help, but to no avail. You see, it's entangled in the snare. And the bird is facing death. Certain death. You see, it's too weak. The snare is too strong for them. I tell you today, friends, look around us. There are people tonight, perhaps in the city of Armagh, maybe some in the meeting here tonight, and they're entangled in the snare of sin. There's people held in the snare of alcohol, drugs, immorality. And they're held fast. And they're trying to get out. And friends, they can't get out. I know people, and you know them. They're in the bars many years ago when I was in them. And I was in the snare of alcohol, drinking. I know people still in it. They're still there. And you know them as well, different people. You see, there are people entangled in the snare, and drugs, whatever it may be. They can't get out. They can't get out of it. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, he says in John chapter 8 and verse 34, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the word servant means he's a slave. He's a slave of sin, whatever it may be, that's holding him. It's holding him fast. It has him chained. It has him caught. Tangled in slave of sin. He cannot get out. He cannot get out. You maybe know people tonight. Maybe people in your family. They're giving you bother and on the drugs. Some other sin is holding them fast. They can't get out. They have no power within themselves to get out. Instead of breaking free from the snare, he finds that he serves the sin that he's following. He can't get out. He's so weak. He's like a little bird. He may cry. He may flutter. But he's unable to break. Unable to break this. Man has no strength to save himself and to set himself free from sin and the devil. No strength at all. Remember Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, from when we were yet without, what? Strength. Without strength. Maybe if someone here tonight in this meeting, and you said, this is me, I've been trying to break free, I've been trying to give up sin. Well, I can't get out. I can't come to Christ. I can't leave this immoral habits. I can't set myself free. I'm so weak. I've tried many times. But I can't get out. I can't get out. Is that you tonight in this meeting? Maybe before your conversion, there were some people like this. And all your broken promises, I'm giving up the booze, I'm giving up this, I'm giving up that. But you just couldn't get out of it. You didn't have the strength. You didn't have the power to get out of it. You see, because of your weakness. Now to think of the power of sin. Man cannot get out of this snare because it has a great grasp on it. There is a power with sin. It has a grip on people. It controls them. The inspired writer in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22, you know what he says? His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Notice here, he's held by something with the very cords of his sin. As if he's tied up. That's the picture of the Bible. There's a power. There's a power of sin. It holds him. He's binded by it. He's chained by his own cords of his sin. It's holding him fast as if he's tied himself up. And so man cannot get out of it because of his weakness. Because of the power of sin. Sin is a controlling power. And of course it's the devil. Don't forget the owner of this snare. It's the devil. He has great power over a fallen man. So much so, when Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, in the chapter 2 and verse 3, you know what he said to them? And he was speaking about their past experience, how they used to live in this world. And he says, "Where in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." And he said to those people, this is how one used to walk. How one used to live. How was it? According to the prince of the power of the earth. According to the devil. The devil holds him. He ain't letting anybody go. He ain't letting anybody go free. He doesn't want anybody to come to Christ. So man is entangled in the snare. There are some people tonight in a sinful snare. Some people tonight in a religious snare. And they're held. The devil says, "You ain't going anywhere. You ain't going anywhere." He holds them fast. You think of the false cults tonight. They're all held in snares. They're enticed into it. Entangled in the snare. Is there someone here tonight in this meeting? And you're held by the devil. And you're held by sin. And you say, "I'd love it. Love to be free. I've tried to be free. I've tried everything." But you're not free tonight. You're entangled in this snare. Even for God's people, we can look back in a time in our life we were entangled in the snare. They were held fast by it. We lived that wicked life in every way, in words and actions and deeds. Everything. We were entangled. We were held by sin. We were held by the devil, you see. And so we're enticed into the snare. with the wee birds entangled in it. And there's some tonight in this meeting entangled by sin. In this city, no doubt tonight, there are people in the city and they're entangled. Entangled with sin. Their life is wrecked. Their family is destroyed. And if they continue as they are, they'll find themselves in hell for all eternity. They're entangled in the snare. But we're glad that the text doesn't end there tonight. It talks about the birds escape from the snare. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Now think of this in relation to the little boy, to a little bird. If it escapes, it's an act of providence. The hand of God intervenes. But the hand of God intervenes here, and the bird has escaped. And the Lord sets it free. And you see here, the Lord does this. He sets it free quickly. One minute it's trapped, and they know something, friends. And the next minute it's free. In a moment. It's not the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He can set you free in a moment. In a moment, He can set you free. In John chapter 8 and verse 36, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He can make you free. He can set you free tonight in a moment, even where you sit now in this meeting. Is anyone in this meeting tonight come in and you're held by sin and lost without Jesus Christ? He can set you free in a moment tonight in this meeting. You can walk out through that door, free person. Christ can set you free. He can do it in a moment. Those tremendous words He said in John chapter 5 and verse 24. Verily, verily, He said, I say unto you. No, it's not that I am saying these things, but He says, I am saying them. And we don't to say, He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. But notice, but has passed from death unto life. In a moment, friends. He that believeth on me is passed from death unto life in a moment. Christ can set you free. He can do this. I want to say this, the good news of the gospel. Of Jesus Christ, He can set you free in a moment. He can do it, friends. He can set you free. Suddenly. He can do it completely. See that in the text? Our souls escape as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. Not a tremendous. The word broken means to break in pieces. He not only sets a bird free, but He gets this old snare and He breaks it in pieces. It ain't going to catch Him again. He breaks it in pieces. The snare is broken. Only Christ can do this. It's only Christ can set us free. It's not our works. It's not our church. It's not our services. But Christ alone can set us free. And I tell you here tonight, He does it completely. He breaks the snare. He breaks it. He sets us free completely. It was 34 years ago yesterday, to the date and to the day, on a Saturday, the 19th of January, 1985, I got saved. I came to Jesus Christ the way I was, with a smell of booze on me. And that day He set me free. He broke the snare. He just broke the snare completely. And that's what He does. And there's people in this meeting that have been set free by Jesus Christ and saved by His grace. And listen, He has broken the snare. There are people said you'll be back in a week. You'll never keep it. You'll never live the Christian life. And we're still going on with God after all these years. Not tremendous. Because the Lord saves us and He breaks the snare. We ain't going back. We ain't going back. The snare has been broken. He does this completely. And He does this, friend, when you think about Christ. He put Himself in the snare for us. That's what Christ said. He was made sin for us. He knew no sin. And when you come to the Bible, we find Jesus Christ. He's been dragged into Pilate's judgment hall. And we see Him there. He's been mocked. He's been spat upon. He's been smitten. We find Him taken out and He's whipped. And He's fastened to the cross and we see Him and He's dying. On the cross for our sins, He's shedding His blood. You see, He put Himself in the snare for us. that we might live. He died. He died in our place. What a Savior the Lord Jesus is. I say to anyone tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ can set you free completely. I meet people who say, well, I would get saved if only I could live the life, if only I could keep it. Listen, look at our text tonight. The testimony is very clear. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of a snare of the feathers. The snare is broken. Listen, and we are escaped. We're free. Christ sets us free. And that's what God's people here tonight can say about their life, about their testimony. He has set me free. He has set me free. He has given me everlasting life. He has saved my soul. And friends, He can do it in a moment. He can do it for you tonight in this meeting. He'll break the snare. You've got to come and trust Him. You've got to turn with all your heart, and He will break this snare. He will set you free quickly and permanently and completely. I came across a story of a man, and he had a book called Twice Born Men. He spoke about a man who was a plumber by trade, and he was earning good money, but sadly he was very fond of a drink. Before he was 20 years old, he was married, and he vowed that before the child would be born, if it would be a boy, he would drink to celebrate his birth. But he couldn't wait till the child was born. He started 3 months before the birth of the child, and he drank for 7 years after it. It tells us that because of his drink problem, he lost his job. He fought with his fists. He threw his work foreman through a glass window. He was always in trouble. He beat his wife. He beat his children. He sold all that he could find in his home in order that he would get drink. He was very low in life. He was caught in the snare, as I was saying. Even the time he looked out through the pub door, it tells us, and there was his wife and children standing outside in the cold and hungry, crying to him for help. But he never helped them. He just wanted booze. And everything he wanted was such a lifestyle. He was caught, my friends, in the fouler snare. Well, this man was telling stories about men who were set free. I told about this night, this man, he was coming home from the bar and he was full of drink from the pub, and he had to pass by a Salvation Army's hall. And suddenly it came into his heart, he should go into this hall. It's out of the blue. And he went away into this hall, and into the hall there was an old mate who had recently been converted, was in the hall. And this man had been saved. He was a changed man, and his whole life radiant with a new life in Jesus Christ. And as this man, this drunkard, this man who was held by sin, went into this hall and heard the gospel, as recorded, he was set free. And he went home a new man. A changed man. You see, dear friends, Christ can set you free. That's what we're singing at the very opening of this meeting tonight. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. And this man came under the blood, and friends, he was set free, and the snare was broken. Is that the gospel message we preach? We preach a mighty, great Savior who can save to the very uttermost, who saves completely, who saves permanently. We'll never lose our salvation. We have come as a sinner to Jesus Christ. He breaks the snare. Isn't that tremendous? And I'm glad tonight I can say, and many of God's people tonight, after many years, we are escaped. Oh, sometimes we fail, don't we? But we're never caught again. The snare is broken. And He sets us free joyfully as well. He's put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear. And so trust in the Lord. The wee word is set free, friends. It's singing, it's chirping, it's happy. It's been set free. And oh, child of God, we shall be singing. We shall be praising the Lord. He has set me free. And the snare is broken. And I want to say it tonight in closing. That's what the Lord can do for any tonight in this meeting. So I'll say it. He can set you free. You don't have to live the life you're living. Held in that snare. Held by the devil, held by sin, and find yourself in hell. Terrible. Then it's too late. Too late to be saved. Too late to be set free. Lord can do it tonight and this week. And if you're all unconverted in this week, and He can save you tonight. Just come, repent. Say, Lord, save me, forgive me. He'll set you free. He'll break a snare. And you'll go home a free person. Free from the condemnation you're under. Free from the power of sin. Free to live for Jesus Christ. He can set you free. There's hope for you tonight. That's why the gospel is the greatest message in the Bible. The greatest message, in the world. There's no message like it. Christ can set you free. He breaks the snare. Completely. So I trust the Lord will bless His word to hearts tonight. If you're unconverted and God has spoken, He speak to us. Don't go home without Christ. Turn tonight with all your heart. Believe in Him who died for us, who shed His blood. No one else can set you free. No one else can save you. None but Jesus only. Come to Jesus Christ the way you are. And He'll set you free and break the snare and give you everlasting life. May God give you the grace tonight to come and trust Him. Let's just close.